Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to WhatCulture.com. My name is Rich and I'm joined by a man with a rather substantial elder wand. It's Mr. Josh Brown.
Hello Rich, how are you doing?
It's been a long time since I've introduced Josh in the news. I had to think of something before we start recording today. But we're going to be talking to you about some Potter-related content because as of last night, musings were about that there was going to be a Harry Potter TV series in the works for HBO Max. And there's been a lot of conversation regarding this in multiple ways, and we're just going to kind of break down what exactly happened regarding this TV series and what they could do from here. So, Mr. B, what exactly happened yesterday?
Well, it was kind of confusing, to be honest, Rich, because the Hollywood Reporter released this big report saying that a Harry Potter live-action TV show was in early development for HBO Max, like you said, but they also had in there a statement from WB themselves, which read, "There are no Harry Potter series in development at the studio or on streaming platforms." So it's been a little bit confusing, but essentially what THR was saying is that while there isn't one specific Harry Potter TV show in active development, you know, with no cast, no writers or anything like that, WB and HBO Max are actively engaging in meetings and doing what they call exploratory meetings to essentially take on pitches, look for writers who could eventually make them a Harry Potter TV show. So it's like the earliest of early stages, but it's something they're obviously interested in. And while nothing is set in stone, you know, THR notes that there is a very complicated rights issue with Harry Potter in terms of TV because WB signed a deal with NBC Universal that actually goes on till 2025. So there's a huge complicated rights issue, but at the end of the day, the report does say that WB is currently looking for some kind of Potter TV series in the future. I know that's not a lot to go on, but it's still got a lot of people talking about essentially, you know, the future of this franchise and how it could continue and what form it could continue in.
Yeah, because it's quite surprising to think that after, you know, all these years, they've not really branched out with the Potter franchise that much. Obviously, we got the 8 films from 7 books. I always seem to get those mixed up. And then we've got the Fantastic Beasts films, which obviously are all kind of in jeopardy for various casting reasons and obviously shooting along with the pandemic and so on and so forth. We've got Hogwarts Legacy coming to consoles and PC next year because it got delayed only the other week. But it's kind of weird to think they've not really expanded more so already, but it seems to be that they're finally getting things underway. So when Hollywood Reporter said this was going to be a Harry Potter TV series, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be just the Harry Potter books redone as a TV series. Although, what would your thoughts be, Josh, if that actually were the case, if they just were going to do a... Think of it like the series Unfortunate Events Netflix series, they just do it again.
Well, I mean, Rich, I mean, it's inevitable that at some point Harry Potter, like the actual core story, the core books, get either reimagined or rebooted. Like, that is just
absolutely
an inevitability with how Hollywood goes. It's just whether it'll be sooner rather than later. To me, when it comes to, you know, how you could make a Harry Potter TV show, I do think, like, the core structure of Hogwarts and having school years lends itself potentially a little bit better to an episodic format, you know what I mean? Because you get more time to spend with the characters, you get more time to stay in this world, you know, you get more time to look at the classes, how the intricacies of that school work. So I do think, you know, I mean, I'm not saying I absolutely want it or anything like that, but I could see how they would potentially reimagine those books in an episodic format on a you know, service like HBO Max. I don't think that's what they'll do, because I think that would just piss everyone off. But at the same time, I don't know if the money might be there, you know?
I love the idea of, like, as a franchise, conceptually them doing it again and just saying, hey, we're going to put way more of the books into there. I use A Series of Unfortunate Events as probably, the most recent example of doing a whole book series as a TV series.
Yeah,
potentially.
Probably.
Especially comparatively to the Jim Carrey film, which did the first three books in, like, the space of, an hour and a half, and it was like, okay. But I love the TV series of it, so I'm... That idea doesn't sound too ridiculous, but it would also be really interesting to go back and do something different with the franchise, because they've got so much lore going on. They have so many avenues they can go down. People are, on Twitter, after this news broke, literally the main thing people were saying is, where's the Marauders TV series? Please give us a Marauders TV series.
Mm-hmm.
And not get She Who Must Not Be Named involved. Because that's a whole other potential spanner in the works with all of this, is obviously over the last sort of year or so, the author of these books, the queen of the franchise, has been very outspoken for very controversial things, and obviously it means that there's a lot of people who are now sort of battling with this idea as to whether they should, like, get excited for something like this, and whatever the HBO Max, Warner Brothers, whatever might do, or should they just pie it off entirely because of the things that the author has said.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when it comes to this report in particular, it's interesting that they barely kind of, like, mention her. The focus is on WB, HBO Max, and the writers kind of, like, their courting. So I wonder if that is a conscious effort to kind of, you know, branch the franchise out away from just, you know, her influence, you know what I mean? Potentially, I think, you know, like I said, in light of her recent comments, that is potentially a smart move to avoid controversy, because if you look at, like, Fantastic Beasts, like, that series is just mired in one controversy after another, you know, most recently, like, the Johnny Depp recasting. It is kind of like Fantastic Beasts, for me, was something that I never got on board with. I haven't seen it, so I'm not going to comment on the quality of those first two movies. But as a kind of franchise, you know, it almost felt like WB was putting a lot of eggs in one basket with that, you know, announcing that it was going to be this five feature film thing before it had even kind of proven itself. And now with WB's approach to HBO Max, like, that is so aggressive. Like, it's not just Harry Potter. They're looking at all the franchises they own and going, how can we make this a TV show? How can we make a version of this on the small screen? And I think it's even more aggressive than what Disney has been doing, because when they announced all of their Marvel shows and all of their Star Wars TV shows, it felt like a lot. But even that looks tame in comparison, in my opinion, to what HBO Max is doing with just throwing everything at the wall. Like, this year, obviously, with everything that's going on and cinemas being in turmoil, they've just gone, right, we're going to have a bunch of our biggest movies be in theaters, but also drop on HBO Max at the same time. Like, they are pushing this thing hard, and it does make sense for them, I guess, business-wise, to want a franchise as lucrative as Harry Potter on there in one form or another, you know?
Yeah, because arguably it is Warner Brothers' biggest franchise that they have the rights to. They can do so much with it. As said, I'm really surprised it's taken them this long to really think, hey, we could do so much with this, because Fantastic Beasts, I would say the first film, Josh, is worth watching. The second one, not so much. It's very much that it's very, very much suffers from the approach of, hey, we're going to make three more films after this. Let's just make this act one of four. So there's, like, so much happens, but not much happens in the second film. It's like, I need to watch it again. I literally only seen it once, and I hated it, to be honest.
I remember your reaction, Rich. I remember you coming out with that, and I think you might have posted on social media or something about it.
Yeah, oh god, story for another time. But I think another thing, when you say about, like, licensing and rights and also the author involved, obviously I think one thing that Potter has, comparatively to, like, any other franchise that's got feet in cinema and distribution and stuff, is the fact that she has so much pull over her own franchise, and that's incredibly rare in this in this industry. So in the same way we had when Avalanche finally revealed Hogwarts Legacy, which I can't dispute, I am very excited for. I think a lot of people are very excited for it. And there's always that case of, hey, you can still support, like, a game studio making a game. You can still support HBO or whoever it is that's going to be producing X number of series. You can still be supporting that. But either way, stuff will still be going to her. it's kind of hard. It's one of the, it's this horrible position to be in, because as someone who's grown up with the Potter franchise and have loved it my entire life, but I'm now at this point where I'm like, I don't feel like I should be supporting this or consuming this because of the comments that have been made. It's very, very hard. It's you know, people always make the argument that you should separate the art from the artist, but because of how many of her very long fingers she has in very many pies, it's very hard to actually distance her from this franchise. But even though in any other capacity, arguably, the author of, say, if they started making, I don't know, like a Maze Runner TV series, just to pull another book franchise out of my head, chances are the author will have absolutely nothing to do with it.
Whereas no, yeah, you case, are right. It's like, very it's different. Such a unique creator kind of influence position. None of those words really made sense, but you know what I mean? Like she has such, like you say, sway over every single part of this franchise that obviously it is going to raise questions about, you know, people who might not want to support like this franchise because she's so intrinsically tied to it. So it's going to be interesting to see just kind of like how they navigate that going forward, and whether that raises questions of, you know, I doubt they'll be like featuring it as, you know, like putting her front and center in the marketing or anything like that. But I don't know, it's just a confusing kind of position to be in with it overall, because we don't really know if this is even going to happen properly, like we said at the very beginning. You know, WB has been out there saying we don't actually have anything in development, and I guess the case now is not necessarily is something going to happen, but should it happen? Like, if they were going to make it, what form, you know, should it take? If they were going to push forward with the Potter franchise in general, should they have this distance between the property and the author? Like, should they try to do that even more? I don't know. I don't have any of these answers to these questions, Rich. You know Harry Potter way more than I do.
This quandary as to like whether I should support it, but as a consumer of the Potter franchise for my entire life. And, you know, as said, I'm very excited for Hogwarts Legacy, and I know that Avalanche have been very passionate about it, and even they've said like they've sort of half distanced themselves away from it, even though like Warner Brothers Games kind of made a very vague comment that didn't really seem to care about the author and stuff. And it's like, okay, it's all very open to interpretation. It's all very much down to the individual as to what their approach is going to be. And that's what I'm going to ask you guys, the viewers, what you think of this whole thing. Would you like to see Harry Potter TV shows in development? If you did have the opportunity to make anything within the Wizarding World, what would you create? The Marauders TV series has been, as said, thrown around for years, and the idea sounds fantastic, although I wouldn't be necessarily against them redoing the books again, as much as I love the films. Or do you think they should just pie it off entirely? Are you not going to watch it? Are you not going to get involved in all of this? Let us know in the comment section below. But thank you very much for watching. Please subscribe to whatculture.com here on YouTube if you haven't already. And I've been Rich. You can follow me on Twitter at pickupchangetoe. And I've been joined by Mr. Josh Brown.
You can follow me on Twitter at Josh Brune with two O's.
Thank you guys very much for watching. Have a great day, and we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.